Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Kalash. I have my friend Chandran with
Hey
me.
guys.
So, sorry for the delay. I guess this year we have just done two episodes or three. I don't remember exactly. But we'll try our level best to do more of this from next week. Anyways, so let's park the bus. So let's start with UCL for a change.
Yes.
Saw all the matches.
Of course I did.
And reactions?
Let's
start with RB Leipzig against Louis Liverpool first.
Yes.
No one was talking about this game.
Yes. It was actually a very, very tactically sound game, I felt. Both teams were like literally pressing each other so hard. And I felt this game was like, you know, I thought Nagelsmann will actually pull out, you know, what he's always been doing by beating the big teams out of the competition. So I thought, you know, Liverpool may lose. I mean, they're in a bad form. So
yeah.
I do not like, it was a very mixed match, but I think in the second half, they let the strikers go a little bit forward. Then you know, Mane and Salah, how would you expect them to miss goals if given to them? They are one of the top threes in the world. So obviously,
yeah,
when you give them the opportunities to score, they will not miss it.
Yeah.
So I felt it was a tactically sound game. And, you know, I feel the second fixture will be more interesting, considering the fact that RB Leipzig performs better in the second leg fixtures.
Also, it's in Anfield.
Yes.
Nowadays, Liverpool are having No, I won't say.
Yes.
No. They are having a very good run. They let this run go forward. I wish them all the best. They should go out and win Champions League now. No, the thing with this game was RB Leipzig did not deserve this type of lose. Like, they could have scored easily one goal. All Liverpool couldn't have scored either. Like, both the teams were 50-50 for me. It was just Liverpool's players took their chances and RB Leipzig's players did not. So, it actually depends on what happens in the next game.
Yeah.
If RB Leipzig takes their chances and Liverpool does not take, then it can be a 3-0 to RB Leipzig. Or a 2-0, then extra time. But I don't see RB Leipzig progressing through now because you have to go to their away home leg. You have to travel so much. Then you have to score more than two goals and stop Liverpool from scoring one goal.
See, I mean, considering the fact that, I mean, their next match is a little away. But they've already had 21 different centre-back combinations this season, Liverpool I'm talking about. So, I don't know, either one of Matip or Gomez is expected to return, I think, around that time. If they return, then I think there's a possibility that Liverpool's defence will become a little stronger. But otherwise, I feel Leipzig are very inconsistent, you know. They beat Man U 3-2 in the second fixture of the Champions League group stage. But the first leg, they lost 5-0.
Yes.
So
they were the ones to knock Man U out of this competition.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, man, when they beat them 5-0, Man United fans said to me, you see, this is how we should play Leipzig. He was referring to Spurs played Leipzig last season. And Leipzig, in both the legs, defeated us 4-0 without Harry Kane, without Son. Okay, we were without both of them. And he was like, this is how you should play against Leipzig. You like, Mourinho is finished, this, that. And they themselves went and lost. So, yeah. Coming to second game. The game that changed everything for few people.
Yes.
Like, I saw Twitter and not Twitter, Reddit also. It was so dark that people are talking about the like mental health, I'll say.
Yes.
S word. I won't use that word. S word. They were talking that they'll do S if Barcelona does not play better. Because it is affecting their mental health.
Yes.
But yeah, on a whole, what is your take on that game?
The thing is, my brother was a Liverpool fan, so he was watching the Liverpool fan Liverpool match on one side, and I was watching the PSG versus Barcelona match. So I was like, okay, you know, I was expecting goals, but I was expecting an equal fixture. You know, it does not go. I never expected anything to be one sided. It was Pochettino plus in PSG. So I was like, what's the worst which could happen? Probably, you know, I was expecting Barcelona to actually win the match. But I thought it would be a draw match, but 3-all, 2-all draw. That's all. When Messi scored the first
penalty. Mbappe had other ideas.
Exactly. I mean, when Messi scored the penalty, I was like, okay, so it begins. But when Mbappe scored that, like, you know, that goal, first goal, I was like, okay. You know, is this what we are going to see? And then boom, boom, boom. And Mbappe. Okay, Mbappe, I agree. Like, right now, I think the next generation is about Mbappe versus Erling Haaland. One player, Moise Keane. He was a failure in Everton. He was not present in Everton. Everton's reject. And I saw the match where I saw how Moise Keane played. He was playing like prime Ronaldinho, dribbling the ball through people's legs. I was like, who is this even Moise Keane? Because I've seen him closely in the Premier League, and when he performs that level in a Champions League fixture, obviously it is something surprising. And he even got a goal. So
the thing in that this match for me was takeaway was see, first of all, not people are talking about Barcelona more than PSG right now, and I understand because no one expected this kind of thing to happen. And also, but yes, let's not take away the, you know what we say, the let's not take away the game from PSG. Like, they played better, they deserved the victory, and they got it.
Yeah,
it wasn't like Barcelona had 50 shots and 29 shots, and PSG had 3 shots, and PSG scored in all the three. It wasn't like that, it was a 50-50. Not 50, PSG had better game.
Yeah,
Mbappe, like, they proper counter attacking football they played. And,
see, the thing is, I feel. The third best player in the Neymar, the conversation of that should stop right now, because third best player in the world is not Neymar. Okay. Like, let us make it. I feel I should make it is right now for me clear. Neymar performed that in the season where Xavi, Iniesta and Barcelona agreeable. Last season he played well. Probably I wouldn't say carried PSG to the finals, but he played well, yes. But again, this year, his sister's birthday, injury, again the same old Neymar is back.
I will slightly disagree because Mbappe just scored in one game.
Not and one
Lucas
game.
Moura also scored a hat-trick in Champions League.
No, semifinal. I'm not telling so Mbappe. I'm not saying Mbappe is the third best. I mean, Mbappe is going to become one of the best, yes. But all I'm saying is, it's not like if Neymar isn't there, the team doesn't perform. For example, take Sergio Ramos. Real Madrid's defense becomes non-existent if Sergio Ramos is not there. Varane becomes some random stranger in the defense.
Yeah.
So
Neymar does not have that kind of impact. Yes, I also agree. But if Neymar is there, you should see at this PSG. They go to another level.
Yes.
Like, seriously, another level they go on to. Like, nothing, like, no, not to discount anything, but they go on to another level if Neymar is. But yeah, not talking about Barcelona. What is your take on Barcelona? Like, what is going wrong?
I feel the players, the youngsters have the intent to play. Otherwise, I mean, obviously Messi. If Messi is not there in Barcelona, I feel this would have been another 8-2 or something.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a single person cannot like literally play the entire match because you need people. And Griezmann, how bad is he as a striker place? Like he was missing open goals. He was
Griezmann these days under Ronald Koeman has actually started to perform something.
He started better. To perform. Okay, I agree. I mean, I do not know if
even
I
even Ousmane Dembele.
Huh, okay.
Nothing to discount.
The thing is, I felt Luke De Jong, not Luke De Jong. De Jong also had not a very great game, according to me. Like, he was okay. Mm-hmm. He was not, like, I actually have seen a lot of De Jong games in La Liga, and he literally outperforms everyone, every midfielder. But in this Champions League game, I couldn't see that exactly. He won the penalty, all agreed, but I couldn't exactly see De Jong playing, like, you know, very...
That penalty was also a lucky penalty for
yes, me. Exactly. I mean, there's no comment on whether it is a penalty, it is not a penalty, it's not about that. All I'm saying is, it is right now becoming a single-man team, and if this continues to happen, I'm very sure Messi is leaving Barcelona at the end of the season.
For me, this, like, I saw a few Barcelona fans before this game talking about they can win this game. Like, I was like, we just suffered an 8-2 loss. And that was not long ago. That was just, I guess, 5 or 6 months. And that is something that will be remembered forever. Apart from that, your team is in such a huge mess and you are not evolving with football. This is one thing which I hate right now. Like, I used to be someone who used to be proud. You must be remembering me saying, Real Madrid changes their gameplay with every manager. Barcelona has a perfect gameplay.
Yes.
Prior football, Guardiola football.
Yes.
That football is not working.
Yes.
You see, Pep Guardiola also changed his football this season. They have become so strong defensively that no one can get past through them. Barcelona is still following that football. The fans still expect that kind of football, and that is something that is hurting because when you play a team like PSG, you can't just go and press them so high.
And the thing is... A manager is about strategizing for every game. And you just cannot play tiki-taka football and, you know, just hope that you win the cups. Because Guardiola
and
last season...
Tiki-taka football is evolving so much. Like, apart from in every top team, apart from, I will say, Chelsea. Every team has beasts in their team. Chelsea is one of those teams which does not have beasts in their midfield, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Like in Man City, you see Rodri.
Yes.
He's just go.
Yes.
Bayern Munich, you see Kimmich. Kimmich is what, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him losing a header.
Yes.
Like, I remember seeing him against, I don't know which team, but the midfielder was 6 feet something. And he was winning all the headers from him.
See, the thing is...
Like, you should have that intent. Like, Xavi, Xavi, Iniesta, Prime Busquets, they were small. Like, they were not physical that enough. Not physical enough. And not being physical enough can get you bullied, which we saw.
Yes. And the thing is that, you know, the Pep Guardiola team, which is right now Man City, they understood that their football wasn't working last season when Liverpool smashed their title hopes, you know, and, you know, every team was starting to beat Pep Guardiola last season.
Yeah.
And look at them this season. He bought in Nathan Ake. He benched him. Ruben Dias, that's all. John Stones, Ruben Dias, Cancelo and Kyle Walker.
Laporte.
Look at this. Yeah. They're not even playing Laporte. They are not even playing Laporte and their defense is...
Well, Laporte is playing, I guess. John Stones is injured, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But John Stones is first choice.
Yeah.
Without playing a World Cup winning player, they are playing a player and their defense is still impenetrable. That is how Pep... And I've actually noticed this. when you see a Man City match, before a player receives a pass or gives a pass, they will turn 360 degrees so much. They will look around so much around them to make sure no one will press them. That is the amount of confidence they play with. Yesterday, Sterling...
Yeah.
Yesterday, I mean, yeah, I mean, we can talk about Man City forever, I think, because that is how good they're playing.
But yeah, Barcelona, I don't think, like, it's not Ronald Koeman's fault.
I do not know if it's not Ronald Koeman's fault, because I feel tactically also, I feel they were like, pass to Messi, score. Pass to Messi, score. I don't see them, you know, actually outclassing defenses, outclassing tactics. And,
no,
you know...
The thing with that is... I agree to what you want to say, but one thing I would like to ask you, who is, according to you, currently is Chelsea's best player on
best?
Pitch? Player. Like, you can look up to him every game.
Mason Mount, I think.
For goals and assists, right?
Yes.
So, let me ask you one thing. If you don't involve Mason Mount in your games, then what will happen? You have a gameplay to involve him so as to get best out of him, right?
I agree. See, you totally make a point. But I am saying that isn't a wrong ideology, okay? I totally agree. You make a point. I understand. But all I'm saying is, you know, if you know that you shouldn't press PSG, you know that you should not play high line against PSG.
Yeah.
But they still did.
That and all, I agree. But what can Koeman do? Like, the team is so messed up. Gerard Pique is past his best.
Mm.
Yes, he's past his best. Longley has no idea what he's doing. Jordi Alba is also another clueless. I don't want to use that word, but he's also very like clueless, that guy. Dest is new, but you can't expect something from a 20-year-old guy who just came into Barcelona this season.
Yes.
Our defense has Umtiti. Like bench, I'm telling. Bench has Umtiti.
Mm-hmm.
So what to expect from these kind of players? Nothing. You can expect nothing. Yeah, and talking about PSG, they have like a decent squad. They, although like this is the same Champions League finalist squad apart from minus Thiago.
Yes.
So still they don't look like they're missing him.
Yes.
Till now.
And I felt that Icardi had a very bad game, but that was not actually shown in the game. Like, no one talks about it because Icardi, if you remember in the first half or something, I think one left-footed shot, easy goal, open goal he missed. And
yeah, but
like,
Icardi under Pochettino has evolved. I saw like stats and all.
I think the thing is, Pochettino can perform with players who the board doesn't back itself. He can just perform with the players who are there in the club. He would not need any new transfers, I feel. And when you give him a team like PSG with so much of transfer budget, I think Pochettino will succeed in PSG.
The succession at PSG means winning UCL.
Yes. I mean, they are... I feel this year, they are very, very obvious semi-finalists. PSG, Man City and all, 100% semi-finalists.
Man City, I won't comment because Man City in UCL versus Man City in Premier League is a whole together different thing to talk about. Remember that 100-point season?
Yes.
That we used to talk, like, who will beat Man City in this time? And no one was actually, and suddenly, I guess, who beat them? Liverpool beat them, I guess, in 100-point season.
Yeah, in Champions League.
UCL.
No, UCL, I think y'all beat them.
No, that was next season when they the Liverpool-Man City title race was going on. We beat them then at that time.
Yeah, I mean, after the 100-point season, only Liverpool won or no?
After 98, in 97-point season where Liverpool lost by 1 point. That season, Liverpool won UCL, so before that, Man City,
yes.
Liverpool.
Yes.
And they beat them so comfortably. So that is like Man City, which Man City will turn up. And why this happens, like people say that Pep Guardiola overthinks. I don't know what he does, but people say.
But he's one of the top best in the world right now. I mean, one of the best or best in the world.
Yeah, given the team, he is the best. And that too, this team was doing without Kevin De Bruyne.
Yes. And Phil Foden, what? Where did he come from?
Phil Foden actually came to India, for your information.
Oh, to
play
yeah,
the 17th FIFA World Cup, yes.
Oh.
And I guess he was awarded also with the best player. I guess, I'm not sure. England won, I guess. He was awarded with best player.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, last match, Porto against Juve.
Wow. The thing is, honestly telling, I was actually expecting Juventus to lose. Because,
why?
Like, UCL is all about, you know, comebacks and all, okay? And this fellow, Ronaldo, when last year or the previous year, I'm not sure, when everyone in the world thought Atletico Madrid 2-0, when they have the lead and with the defense like Atletico Madrid, there is zero chance a person can score three. Not a team can score three, not a person, a team. But there came this guy, Ronaldo, and just scored three against Oblak. So, like, literally...
But yeah, last season also, same situation, I guess, they were in.
Yeah, they just keep giving
comebacks.
Against
whom they lost?
Huh?
No. Against whom they lost last season?
Juventus, I think,
exactly.
Lost against one of these small teams only, I think.
Yes. I guess Lyon.
Yeah, right.
In that game also, they had to come back, but Ronaldo scored two.
Yes, exactly.
Not three.
Exactly.
And everyone was like, you can't rely on Ronaldo forever. And
the
this
thing
is
is,
exactly what I'm also thinking. Because
you,
do
obviously,
you trust
yes.
Pirlo? A guy with 9 days management experience, you would trust him to take your team like you will.
No, see, the thing is, Juventus should not expect Champions League this season. I mean, they can expect. I'm not saying they shouldn't expect. But I feel that is a little overbound for Pirlo, because this is his first management job. Not even, like, there's zero experience for Pirlo. This is his first job and I do not know if he's doing okay. So, the Serie A...
For management jobs, this is first for me, like, the most awkward. First one, the second one comes Lampard.
Yeah.
Like, on one season basis, how can you give him a job? Like this. And this is the 9 days experience.
Yes.
Under 19.
Yes. So, I feel...
You're giving him players like Ronaldo, Chiellini, De Ligt, this guy.
McKennie and Chiesa. These two players is who I would like want to talk about here, because... these two youngsters are in Juventus and literally are not letting anyone else show who Juventus' midfield are, because they came and the amount of maturity they show on the field is really, really amazing. And they are literally, what, 20, 21 maximum, I think, that's all. And they are playing with Ronaldo. They know what Ronaldo requires and they literally convert for Ronaldo also. So I feel these three players are the main important part on the front line. And Alvaro Morata, he's been scoring goals in Juventus, left and right. I mean, it is a very good team overall, but the second leg is in Juventus' home. So it'll be fun match. It'll be a very fun match, I think, because Juventus also have an away goal right now. So Juventus needs is 1-0 and they win. So
coming to the last game, Sevilla against Dortmund.
Erling Haaland.
I was also going to say, I'll sum up this game in two words, Erling Haaland.
Yes.
And for me, he's currently on my books, I rate him higher than Mbappe. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I will definitely keep him up there, yes. And after the match, they asked, how do you feel? He's like, yes, I watched Mbappe play yesterday. I got motivation to score goals. I scored hat. I'm like, what? That's how easy it is.
So talk like we can say I saw one Mark Zuckerberg starting Facebook. I got motivation. I started my Facebook. So yeah, in quick four words, who are your four semi quarterfinals from these four games?
Quarterfinalists. Oh, okay. Who will go to the next stage? Okay. I should tell four teams right now.
Yeah, yes, from these four games, which
Okay.
all will, according to you, will qualify after first leg.
So round of 16 then, not.
This is round of 16.
Okay, fine. Okay. I feel Juventus are going in. I feel Dortmund are obviously going in.
Yes.
What other? I mean, Liverpool, I feel still. I
PSG,
feel.
Barcelona, and Liverpool, Leipzig.
Okay, I feel Liverpool are going in, and
And PSG, Barcelona, we don't have to even
I
talk.
feel yeah, I feel PSG are only going in. What do you think?
Liverpool, until unless Salah or Mane or Firmino gets an injury, because that
Yeah,
can hurt
actually,
them.
I think just in information, like right now information, Jordan Henderson will miss the match.
No, how many months he will miss? I wanted to ask that.
Oh, Jordan Henderson is set to miss Sheffield, Chelsea, Fulham, Wolves, and Leipzig. That is all which is given here.
Okay, like 5 matches.
Yes, so I do not know. The international break will be coming up next year. I mean, next month, sorry.
Next international break.
Yeah.
Why is there an international break?
It's been 3 months since an international
So
break, no?
okay, so he'll come back on April then, Jordan Henderson.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so for me it's Liverpool, Dortmund and Porto, and let me just be more optimistic and say PSG 8-2. They will go in.
Oh, hate to.
No, like 4-1 again they'll do.
Let's see.
Like I some people are saying that we'll do, oh, don't worry. PSG scored 4 goals before, also. We all know what happened after that. But I know this time it won't
But
happen.
it was Unai Emery.
That too was Unai Emery, and that in Barcelona there was MSN was working, like everything MSN was doing was gold. And quickly tell what to expect from this week. Fixtures. Atletico Chelsea, sum up in one line because we don't have much time, I guess.
Okay, Atletico Chelsea, I think it will be a Diego Simeone masterclass.
Oh, like last season, Thomas, I guess PSG defeated Atletico, right?
PSG,
If I'm
no, Atletico lost against Leipzig.
Leipzig, okay, sorry. Oh, yes, Atletico lost. So you are telling Diego Simeone's master class of
Chelsea are
prediction,
out. Chelsea are definitely out.
score prediction
I mean,
for this game,
okay, a 1-0.
Atletico
Yes, Suarez.
and Lazio
Okay, Bayern Munich, I think.
how much?
I say 3-0. I'm not going to go for more than that. 3-0.
Atlanta Real.
Atlanta actually yesterday won with Napoli 4-2, I think. So, and Real are okay. I feel still, I think draw 2-2.
And Gladbach City.
City, I think 3-0 or 4-0 something.
Okay,
You?
for Atletico Chelsea, I'll go 2-1
Okay.
Chelsea. No, Atletico, sorry, Atletico, because
Oh my God, okay.
Chelsea will score a goal. Chelsea will score a goal, I feel.
Okay.
And Lazio Bayern, I'm going for a 2-1 victory for Lazio, actually.
All right.
Because Bayern has lost 2 games back to back after one draw, one and one loss
Okay.
after coming back from Club World Cup. I'll say 3-1 Real Madrid.
Okay.
Comfortable win
Okay.
because Sergio Ramos is
All
there.
right.
And Gladbach, Man City. 5-0 to Man City. Away game.
Yes, I mean, that doesn't seem surprising for some reason to me.
Because Gladbach, I'm not sure. Should I even press them?
No, I don't think so.
I don't. Because they're not in good form in Bundesliga. Yeah, so,
yeah.
Hello? No question I
yeah.
have for you. What do you think has led to the fall of Spanish teams in European?
I, like, the thing is, I feel that the managers were important, according to me. And honestly telling, when European teams were dominating, you know, the Champions League, it was the managers
European
were...
teams will only dominate.
I mean, yeah, only... It was not like only...
Spanish.
I mean, sorry, Spanish.
Spanish
team, sorry. It was not like only domination, but yeah, there were a lot of them winning always. And yes, I agree. But I feel like you can look at their managers at that moment. You know, Mourinho, Pep Guardiola. Those were the managers who were actually, you know, managing the Spanish teams. So they automatically up their game. They don't have to win the Champions League. The opponents will automatically up their game because of the managerial... you know, good
masterclasses.
Yeah, masterclass, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, like, this is now, we are now in the end of an era. Like, the new era
yeah.
is right now going to be born. Right now. Like, literally, this year, next year will be the new era.
And that too, I feel like the new era, the next best thing is going to come to Premier League only. Look at the managers that every team has.
Yeah. See, the thing is...
They have Jurgen, they have Pep, they have Tuchel. Tuchel is like we haven't talked after Lampard sacking about this in the podcast, but I'll say one thing to you. Tuchel, you if you give him 2-3 years to rebuild, he can get your squad to do anything.
See,
like wonders.
The problem is, I am very sure with the... board of like us, we won't give any time to the managers, because the amount of depression or something I went in after Lampard got sacked was like literally too much, because I did not expect Lampard. I was expecting Lampard. They already announced 3 days ago, inside information came that Lampard is out, and that is why, you know, Mason Mount and all was captain, you know, in the last game of Lampard. So, like, that and all inside information and all came out. So, that itself, I knew, like, you know, it was the end. But I did not expect the board to literally sack a club legend
just
for
that
mid-season,
that
too. So, I wouldn't say actually it was needed, because it was, we were playing bad. Okay, I agree.
You were not
but
playing
all
bad.
I'm saying
nothing
is...
Nothing was wrong with Lampard. The only thing wrong was... He was not able to get best out of Timo Werner and Kai Havertz, which your board expected him to do. And the thing with him, I won't blame Lampard for this. I will solely blame Timo Werner and Kai Havertz, because Lampard tried everything with them.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. He played them striker.
Like, which
winger,
place Kai Havertz
midfielder,
did not play, which
everything
place Timo
he played.
Werner did not play, tell me. And he changed the formations for that. Like, okay, Mason Mount was his go-to man, but he brought Mason Mount, he got and brought N'Golo Kante from out of their comfort zone to play in weird positions so as to fit those two.
Yes. Yes, agreed. Yeah, totally, totally. And like, see, the thing is, everyone were not blaming Lampard when he kept starting Mason Mount always. But I mean, right now, who is Tuchel starting? You cannot drop Mason Mount, and Mason Mount has proved it match or the first match Tuchel dropped him. From the second match, it was always Mason Mount starting lineup. So all I'm saying is the Lampard was scapegoated so badly, so badly. And Tuchel plays a system where we need a left wing back.
Is
And
he fit, Ben
Benchwell is
Chilwell?
probably not the best, like, best, like, he,
But
probably Alonso is,
over him, he's
yeah,
playing
he is fit,
Alonso. I
but
actually
I
think
think, like,
Chilwell is unfit.
yes, as, no, Chilwell is totally fit only, but I feel next match, Chilwell will start because, I felt Alonso already did so much of bad passes the previous match that Tuchel should, like, was so angry. Like, after the Southampton draw, Tuchel literally lashed. My job is not to make a group of, you know, costly players play together. My job is to win titles. So, he literally told this. And he's not played Hakim Ziyech. He's not started Hakim Ziyech even once this season.
Ah, yes, the fall
so,
of Hakim Ziyech. That is something...
I would not blame...
Out of all your signings, I was the one
yes.
saying Hakim Ziyech.
Yes.
You just bought out Hakim Ziyech.
And I would not be surprised entirely because the way Callum Hudson-Odoi plays, even I wouldn't want to drop him because that's how the mentality he brings to the field. And the Southampton match was the first match I felt Callum Hudson-Odoi was not doing what Tuchel wanted him to do. And you know what happened.
He was substituted.
Yes. He was substituted after being substituted. So,
yes.
It was very harsh, but like literally, Tuchel clearly showed he's not about, you know, coaxing or he's not about sugarcoating players. He's about, you know, you play for winning. That's all.
I feel that is.
I see. The thing is, he's managed
for
6 matches right now. 6 matches. That's all. So the next few games.
And plus, Abramovich has to give him time because PSG was this PSG which reached to the Champions League final was not
exactly
built in one day.
Exactly. And Tuchel is a man who knows to play with rich, like, you know, costly players. He played with Neymar and Mbappe in the same system. So he's not a player who doesn't know to play with, you know, he's a tactical genius, but you have to give him time, which I'm not very sure Chelsea will give, which is something I am irritated about.
Because if you don't see, you are winning right now, but you will see
yes,
bad times.
Yes, yeah, see, the thing is, we were probably in our honeymoon, and our honeymoon is over right now. The next few matches are going to be so much important for us. So, Atletico,
yes.
Manchester United, Liverpool, Everton, again, Atletico Madrid, these are our next fixtures. So, it is going to be extremely, extremely difficult for us for the next 5-6 matches. So, this is where Tuchel has to show what he's capable of and what he's not capable of. And players really need to step up. There are only few players in the field who really want to play, I feel at least. And I do not know if it's okay, but Rudiger is definitely one of them. Rudiger at least shows the intent to play. I can't believe I'm saying this.
If you are saying this, we'll discuss Premier League. We'll quickly jump to Premier League and discuss few of those games. We'll talk about this also. Starting with Everton against Liverpool. Oh God! it was like Spurs winning at Anfield. I was so happy for
Everton. And literally, I think Carlo Ancelotti overturned Everton into a superpower. Because every team right now, if they tell Everton, they will fear because it is Everton. It is not a team which should be considered lightly.
Yeah.
And Carlo Ancelotti has brought it to a next level. Because you remember, before Carlo Ancelotti, it used to be like Everton. Oh, Everton. Okay. You know, it used to be just another fixture. But right now, it's like, oh, Everton, Goodison Park. Like those kind of face Everton. And with the form, the James Rodriguez, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and, you know, Richarlison, my goodness. Those kind of players are in. It is definitely going to be this time Premier League top four. Really interesting.
And tough to get into.
Yes, exactly. Right now, West Ham are sitting fourth.
And one more thing. Liverpool. What happened to them?
See, the thing is, I feel partially you cannot blame them because they are so much
injuries,
first of all. And it seems 2 weeks ago, Klopp's mother passed away.
That is something that will give them motivation to play.
No, meaning, see, the thing is, that is why I feel Liverpool's tactics aren't on point. That is all I'm saying. Like,
No, what I feel like this was supposed to happen. The thing with this Liverpool side is the amount of heights that they have touched.
yes.
They don't have the same motivation to do it again, and they won't have because imagine, say, Jurgen Klopp is a player manager, right?
I think
Like,
so.
he's not a tactical manager, he's rather a player manager. He can't just say same thing to TAA 2,000 times and TAA will perform for him. No,
Yes.
that can't happen. This had to happen one day, and it's happening right now.
I mean, obviously,
And
when you play in the same system, other teams will start to read you slowly. And you know what happened to Manchester City last season is what is happening to Liverpool this season.
yeah,
And yeah, I
but
mean, I think Klopp always in the fifth season, like how he was in Dortmund, he's starting with Liverpool right now. Obviously, he won't get sacked and all. He'll be there
no,
for.
I saw some Liverpool, Everton and Liverpool fans saying that like Klopp will get sacked and who's our next manager and all.
If
They had like podcasts
I'm
and
very sure if Klopp gets sacked, Gerrard is the next manager.
yeah, because the way Gerrard is playing with his team,
Rangers last
Rangers.
44 games, one defeat, that's all.
And he's doing well in Europa also. You
Yes.
should see Rangers.
So 100% it's going to be Gerrard as their next manager. But I mean,
But don't know.
I would want Klopp to be sacked because I am a Germany fan. So I feel if Klopp would get sacked, eventually Germany will hire him because that low is, I do not
I
want
think
low in Germany.
so. If Real Madrid does not win anything this season, Zidane will get sacked too. And Klopp can go there. That will be more fearful. Trust me, that will be more fearful. Because then Real Madrid will go on and like, you want Mbappé or Haaland? And he can say, oh, Mbappé, and he'll bring best out of Mbappé.
Yeah. I mean, Klopp is a player who can do wonders with players who have not been recognized also. Imagine with players who are recognized.
Yeah, so I don't know. If he wants to come to Barcelona, then most welcome.
Yes.
But I don't think so. He will get sacked
But
even
I
if
feel
Liverpool finishes 10th.
the Klopp Pep rivalry is amazing, like really amazing.
Yeah, it's as good as Fergie Wenger, Arsene Wenger, I
Yeah, I
think.
guess you could say that, yes.
Although that wasn't a rivalry.
But at least both managers had, the real respect.
Impact that, like the teams which where they are today is because of those managers.
Exactly.
Like no manager other than a manager in the world, we all can say that yo, Pep takes $1 billion to fix his team, but still he has fixed his team in such a way that it's impossible to penetrate his defense.
Exactly.
Least. So it depends. Yeah. So Premier League, Southampton, Chelsea. What was your takeaway?
I really have zero words to say because we were playing really bad, except a very few players, and I think that really clearly showed in the match. Tammy Abraham was not really great. He scored. He should literally be selfish for the ball, and he is not, which I'm not happy about. But really, not very huge words. I think it was just, I knew this was going to happen eventually. I'm thanking God that it happened so early, so that we could actually up our game better.
Fix.
Exactly.
Tottenham against West Ham against
I
Tottenham. You
mean,
saw that game?
let me hear your opinion on it first.
Defense. Our defense is like you should see both the goals. What our defenders were doing. Center backs were doing nothing. Like seriously, for second goal when Lingard was going, Davies and Sanchez, that guy just touched like tapped Lingard on his back. Tap. Not, did nothing, just tap, and that too outside penalty box. Like that was the worst defensive display like I've ever seen, like leading to a goal. And I've seen Rafael Varane last season in Real Madrid doing his work.
The thing is,
and yes, one guy, Gareth Bale is back.
Yes.
If you saw the game yesterday, like, I was not upset because although my team lost, but Gareth Bale, the Bale which we wanted, was 80% there. And from past 2-3 games, he's showing signs that he's returning.
Yes, exactly.
And that is a big positive.
Like, yes.
If he comes back, like, then bam.
Yes.
But yeah, we lost the game to West Ham. And they were lucky enough. I'll say they were lucky also.
West Ham, one player, I think Jesse Lingard, he's come and he's changed his game literally. And even in West Ham, he was telling that, you know, in the first interview, he was telling in Manchester United, he kept training, hoping that he would be called on. But he was not called on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all those training are right now paying off because he's having one. And obviously, he has played against, under Moyes before. So
yes.
I think he's been used perfectly. And I feel, West Ham are right now sitting in the fourth place above Chelsea. So, the top four race is going to be really interesting.
So, last game from Premier League. Arteta's mighty Arsenal against...
Did you say Pep's Man City? That is itself more than enough, I think.
What did you make out of this game?
I think Pep knows Arteta really well. Arteta knows Pep really well. And when Pep got the early lead in the third minute itself...
We all knew that this is over.
Yeah, we all knew that, you know, I thought there was going to be a goals galore. But I think Arteta, literally tactically managed it really well and sat back a little. I think Pep automatically would have realized that, you know, if I score an early goal, Arteta will sit back. And when... you cannot press Man City. It's because
I feel like Kai has gone.
No, it has now reached a saturation point that, you know, if any team plays Man City, I stop even like literally caring about it because I know definitely, you know, Man City are going to win. Like, even in my FPL, three defenders, out of the three defenders I play, two defenders are City. Because I know it'll be a clean sheet or something like that.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yes, but weak mentality. Like, I'll just read AFTV titles. So, someone says useless. I think we should fight. Aubameyang will be embarrassed by his performance. Some Arsenal fans are calling... both to back Arteta now also. It's been 1 year and I am like, for me, Mourinho and Arteta, I rate them at same level at this point of time, although age difference, experience difference, but they all started at their job at same time and the teams were equally messed up.
Yes.
What is in Arteta that you are asking your board to back him?
And like he's also he won the FA Cup and the Super Cup.
Yeah, but this season, if you think they will get into European football, I'm not saying UCL. I'm asking European.
This season, I would be happy if Chelsea could get into European football. I do not know what to
this
expect.
This season, I'm not sure Arsenal will get in because... every team is going like roller coaster, right? Every team is having a roller coaster, right? Apart from Leicester, United, and Man City.
Yeah.
Liverpool will somehow sneak in somewhere.
I think their early impact was so high that now it is not showing so much.
Everton will get a European football for sure.
See, the thing is, we've already named four teams, and then there's Chelsea. Then there's
there's Chelsea,
West Ham, Aston Villa,
and this fight is going on till Leeds United, I feel,
exactly,
or even Southampton,
exactly. Southampton, yes.
So 13 teams are contesting for, I guess,
three positions.
Five positions.
Yeah, okay, five positions. Okay, yeah, European.
Because
yeah, five
first
positions.
Is done. First is done for me.
I think Mourinho will focus on winning the FA Cup because...
Carabao
Cup. Because I think that will boost confidence.
I don't know why, but I have this feeling that Mourinho will get us into top four. I don't know. Because
I'm
we are
sure.
9 points behind top four. Although we have one game less. We have played one game less. But yeah, I have this feeling that he will do something, but I'm not sure what he'll do.
Mm.
Because I don't want to play Europa again. Only in one cause will I want.
I mean,
to play
you Europa. Have a shot at even winning the Europa. So,
yes.
If you win the Europa, then you qualify for Champions League no matter what happens.
So, this was actually what I was hoping at the start of the season. Like, oh, don't fuck Premier League. We'll let us finish 12th, but win Europa and Carabao Cup and then qualify for UCL next. But now I think top four in Premier League is also as important as.
Yeah.
Yes, but yeah, Premier League is messed up.
Yes. To
and,
those people who told
yeah,
Premier League is a one-sided competition and, you know, other places...
Two-sided. Some people are saying, oh, what is top six now? There's only top two and this and that. Everything, every other team is finished. Of finished
yes.
players. And bro, one...
Yeah.
Before ending this segment, one guy, one name I'll take, Bruno Fernandes.
My God.
Yesterday, I was seeing one stat. Since Bruno Fernandes came to Man United, Man United are on top of Premier League table. Fine. Since Bruno Fernandes came to Man United, Bruno Fernandes has as good contributions to Man United as Lionel Messi to Barcelona.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Senses.
He has performed at that level. And Messi has 52, I guess.
Yes. And the thing is, initially, if you remember, I think you were telling me Bruno Fernandes is a world-class player. And I was telling world-class is a word which has been thrown around way too much these days and to players who don't get it. But right now, I will totally, totally agree. Bruno Fernandes is world-class because... I did not watch the match, okay? But when I do not watch Man U matches, I will take my phone, I will open my app, and I will see, I will just wait, I'll search for Bruno Fernandes' name and the goal or assist because I know it will be there.
It has to be there.
Yeah. And
seriously, he has outshadowed Paul Pogba.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Seriously, are we even talking about Paul Pogba right now? Are we talking about Rashford? When Mourinho was there, more than Mourinho, Paul Pogba was being talked about.
Yes. And I feel Bruno is the one who's keeping Ole's job safe.
Yes. 100% agreed. And I am happy that he's Ole Gunnar. It's Ole Gunnar who is managing Bruno. Imagine if a young,
I mean, you don't have to imagine so much. Imagine if Mourinho had brought Bruno Fernandes. Gone
case. He's a seriously, Bruno Fernandes is a Mourinho man. One of our players, if you remember, I'll tell you his name, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg.
Yeah.
He's a Mourinho man. He's Mourinho on pitch. Bruno is same as that. We bought in Lo Celso for Bruno last season. I was just thinking if Bruno had it, been Bruno instead of Lo Celso, then what would have happened? But yeah, no, forget Mourinho also. Like any other manager, like good young manager. Tuchel, let's talk about Tuchel. If Tuchel gets Bruno Fernandes, he can bring out best out of him.
Judd, I feel that is definitely...
Not taking anything away from Ole Gunnar, for sure.
Yeah.
I know Ole Gunnar has this and Ole Gunnar has that and he can do that wonders with his squad. But if you give a better manager, are always there. But yeah, it depends. So yeah, coming to our last two segments, which we usually do first, La Liga and Syria.
Syria.
So Syria, what the table looks interesting now as Inter
yeah,
Milan is
I never expected a 3-0 from Inter Milan to beat AC Milan, honestly. And Romelu Lukaku, my goodness. Goals only he's scoring. And I can't believe, you know.
AC like Milan were 10 points clear. Now
yes,
they are
exactly.
4 points behind.
Exactly. And I mean, a lot of people underestimated Inter Milan after they crashed out of the Champions League, even not qualifying for the Europa League. But I think Antonio Conte is right now showing why you shouldn't always write them off, because they are literally outclassing everyone present on the pitch.
I guess that was blessing in disguise for them.
Yeah, right now they have no competitions to focus on.
Yeah.
Because they are out of the Coppa Italia also.
And Juve are, I don't know how many, 11 points with 2 games to play behind. So much to catch up for Juve. They have to catch up Porto.
They have to catch up. But, you know.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Pirlo gets sacked.
But this time, Serie A will be very interesting. That is only, like, at least, you know, the title won't be decided days ago.
No, I remember I saw a troll. I guess it was a genuine troll. Where it was like, since Ronaldo came into Juve, winning Serie A for Juve has now become a very difficult challenge.
Yes.
Like, it used to be finished. Serian, this French Liga used to be finished by now.
Yeah, yeah.
Winning Serie has become a challenge for Juve.
Yes.
Coppa Italia is gone.
Mm.
And I guess Pirlo only has Coppa Italia to focus on right now. Champions League to forget, because they are not able to move further in like next round.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can perform, but I feel there are better teams in the competition.
Yeah, and on their day, they can win. But on paper, I don't feel like Juve can go get past into semi-finals if they can get a good team in quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, and La Liga also, Atletico has started to bottle it.
Yeah, my God. See, the thing is, usually, if a team is in good form or something, it's okay. But when a team is in bad form, they play a particular team and then they regain their good form. So Arsenal was like that. They played us. Arsenal started playing well. Sheffield United have not scored a goal in the previous 5 matches. They played against us. They scored one. And after that, they've been scoring.
They lost that game.
They lost the game, but they still scored the goal. So, guess who plays us next? Atletico Madrid. Who are in a bad form. That is exactly why I feel we will give them the confidence they need and they'll come back to La Liga with full confidence. Because if they are in a good form, at least I'll not be very, very, you know, surprised if we lose. But when they are in a streak of losing matches, that too with Levante 2-0 and all, and when they come and win, beat us 3-0 or 2-0 or something, it is sometimes very, very heartbreaking.
No, the thing with that is, Your club is blessed, I'll say. We are actually... Have you ever heard of a term, Dr. Tottenham?
Dr. Tottenham? No.
So, I'll explain you what this term means.
Okay.
This you are telling me is just an example for a few matches. We have been fixing issues like since decades now. Wow. Last season... Our last match was against Crystal Palace.
Okay.
Crystal Palace was on 9 match losing streak.
Okay.
We drew with them. Liverpool, if you see Liverpool right now, in the past 5 or 6 matches, they've just won one game.
Yes.
Against us. apart from that, David Moyes, he never won against Mourinho. Yesterday, that too, we gave him.
Yes.
Everton never won 2 games against us back to back. That too, we gave him. Like,
okay, I get the point.
Just fixing issues with for other teams while sacrificing us.
Okay, I get the point.
Now, I'm sure, pretty sure that I want to play more man of Man City. Like, I feel like we are one of those teams which can beat this Man City score. You must be thinking, what is this guy talking about?
No,
but
I mean, I appreciate the confidence is all I can say, I think.
But yeah, like, we need some fixing ourselves also. Man City is not a fixer, but if you beat Man City, you play Man City week in, week out, then you one day you'll beat them, and that will give them a lot, you a lot of confidence to do something. So I want to play more of Man City. Anyways, so I guess transfer saga is not that much.
Yeah, I think it's done, and not much happened in the summer transfer window.
Like, not summer.
I mean, winter, sorry.
Yeah, summer, I guess, many this season expect the unexpected.
Ronaldo,
Mbappe is there, Messi is there. You can expect anything from this transfer window.
But and right I feel now, they I will choose the Premier League teams over the Spanish teams.
Yeah. What about the one last question? What about Declan Rice's situation to Chelsea?
I feel it is dropped because no one is talking about it. You want to hear our target for summer?
Haaland.
Exactly.
He won't come, but I don't think so. He can come. I mean, I'm not discounting it, but he can come. But he, if you get the Real Madrid calling you, why will you reject him? Like, Benzema's replacement, they want, obviously.
I mean, if you go there, go. It's not like we are going to stop you and all. But, you know,
yeah,
we are linked to Haaland when I do not know why. That is what I'm saying.
And if you get Haaland, no, seriously, Tuchel will be under more pressure.
Yes.
Because now you have to bring our best out of everyone. And you can't play everyone in every game.
Yes.
Yeah, depends. Haaland is a very good player. If you get him, I'll be the most jealous person on earth.
We won't get him.
Like, I don't want Haaland to see, like, want to see Haaland in Premier League, seriously, ever. Because obviously, for sure, short, he won't join us.
Yes.
And apart from, I don't think so. Arsenal also, he should be able to join. Apart from that, any other team he joins, that team becomes next level. Huh, Man City can get him. They want a Aguero replacement.
If they get Haaland, then I think I'll just, you know, there's no use of watching Premier. I mean, they should sack Pep because that is the only way Man City can lose at least one match or two matches.
No, I guess this is what I heard somewhere. Like, Man City wants him because Messi and Haaland, they were born both of them. Where will they play them? No one knows. Why will they buy them?
Depth, no squad depth they'll have.
Squad depth. You were buying Messi for squad depth.
No idea, man. No idea.
Anyways, Man City things.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Thank you, Shiv Charan. We
thank
are
you.
Back.
Thank you.
Premier
yes,
League is
back.
And yes, soon we are going to do another UCL prediction video after
yes.
not video podcast.
Yes.
After this
yes.
shit. Sorry.
We will be more frequent and... you know,
yeah.
be more regular from now on.
No, that usual prediction when we're, but I guess we need to let this quarterfinal stage, round of 16 stage go now.
Yeah, since we are a little too late, let this week finish and then we'll decide.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So peace
okay.
out and bye bye.